your arms, your feet, everything. That good feeling happens all over. So when you put a rubber on, it just doesn't matter much if you're making love with your whole body. Make sense?
Yeah. Makes sense in basketball.
It makes sense in making love too.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'll give rubbers a try, alright?
Hey, what do you got to lose? Just your girl, huh? Look, I got a couple of them in my bag. Why don't you try them? See how they feel?
Uh-oh, it's late. I gotta pick up Eve. We're going dancing tonight. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, no problem. See you later.
Everyone in town knows me, so I buy my condoms by mail. Mail order condoms are advertised in dozens of magazines. And buying by mail is easy, and it's anonymous. They even come in an unmarked box like this one. How do I know this box contains condoms? Because that's my house right over there.
I'd like to hear what your thoughts are about this so far. Is it?
Who is this show? I mean, what is this? Is it made by a condom company?
No. Yeah, it says at the end. No, it's not.
It really isn't?
No. Say it again.
Who sees this and did you say it was sex education?
Right. It's intended as a piece of sex education to be used for whatever audience wants to.
For young people?
Yes, primarily for young people.
I didn't get the feeling that it was primarily very positive, and I'm a little worried that it didn't show enough about what can happen to, even if, when you use the rubber, it can break. There was a little talk of that, when, you know, be careful when you take it off and stuff like that. But I think it's a viable contraceptive, but the risk also has to be talked about before it's used, or there's still a very large danger.
I didn't like it because it made me embarrassed, more embarrassed than I would be if I just saw normal people using condoms. I thought all that jokiness and canned laughter and fooling around, it was like Saturday Night Live. I didn't take it very seriously.
Yeah, I thought it was real put down in a lot of ways. I mean, they do mention the problems. In truth, condoms break much less now, and they really are very well made. So in terms of breakage, at least if the condom is used only once, breakage is not a great problem. What is a great problem is that it does have to be taken off very carefully, and that you really can't wait, man can't wait to come out of the vagina until after the penis has lost an erection. If you wait till then some of the semen may leak out. So the man really has to pull out of the vagina while his penis is still erect and to take the condom off at that point.
I have two thoughts about it, and I don't really know if I can make up my mind. On the one hand, I thought it was so light and funny that it was difficult to take it seriously. And so to show this to someone, it would be kind of difficult for them to take it seriously. But on the other hand, in dealing, especially with, well, I don't know, I was going to say, in dealing with high school students, you need something that they're going to pay attention to, but I think we really underestimate the serious nature and the responsibility that 16 and 15 and 17-year-old people have. So it's almost insulting to them because they are very capable of being responsible people. I don't think we need to turn it into, like, it was almost like a Sesame Street sort of thing. I think they're much brighter.
I think it's a really wonderful introduction to the next movie, but I'd like to hear it from some other people. Think, yes.
Okay, me, I would take that as a joke, you know, instead of telling, talking about it, saying, you know, use a condom. I would just say it was a little funny. It was kind of big. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Always
serious. Mm-hmm.
I think what bothered me a lot was the scene in which they put the condom on the guy's whole body. Like, we're talking about him being responsible, and then all of a sudden he's pushed out of the situation totally. He's not there. It's like he returns after the sex act.
As for being sensitive, he's made absolutely immobile.
Absolutely. It's just like he's just one big dick, and that's it.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he can make that one
big breath. So it was also quite sexist.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It
really
was.
Yeah.
Oh, does
the same when you use one or you don't use one?
I think that, you know, the movie again tried to make a point between, like, a couple of men who were playing basketball, and the guy who's very comfortable using condoms makes a statement that lovemaking can be wonderful, whether you know, even when you're using a condom. To be sure, it changes some things, because you do have to think about putting the condom on when the penis is erect. So there are some things you have to compromise about. But what we all have to figure out is whether that compromise is worth it.
Okay. What's the difference between birth control pills and a condom?
That's going to take us a real long time to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about that after.
Tomorrow or after.
Okay. No, I just want to say that we try to get as much different kind of material as we can. We have kids from all levels of intelligence, and there's certainly what we present is with the teacher there and talking about it. Another, and I can see that certainly is different than other things we have.
You mean it might start the conversation going, at least?
Oh, sure. I think it would be get some people involved. Mm-hmm. I can certainly see some.
So you're saying that one of the things one can do, even if it has faults, you could use it as a good conversation starter and a good education starter.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But you've even said it's one of the best
that
there is around.
That is one of the best.
I'm going to show you the one that I think is the best. Yes.
There's a lot of discussion going on about AIDS. I know that high schools are using a lot of programs. Is there included in that discussion the discussion that condoms are, from what I've heard, the most effective way of preventing AIDS and sex? Is that introduced, or is that something like they don't want to talk about?
No, it is definitely introduced, and I think there's one silver lining to that horrible illness. It is that it may encourage a lot of people chosen a permanent sexual relationship to use a condom both as a means of contraception and as a means of preventing sexually transmitted disease, but it prevents a whole lot of sexually transmitted diseases, including AIDS. Yeah, there is a real effort to talk about it. In fact, the New York City Board of Education has a much more frank discussion about AIDS than it does about sexuality in general. That just did get introduced into the sex education program, but like as I was saying before, in terms of lip service, the people who were taught to give that program really had minimal training. And so you can't make people comfortable talking about sex when they haven't had a whole lot of sensitive training. So it's there, and it's supposed to be part of the curriculum. How effectively it's taught, I don't know. Health providers certainly are beginning to include that in their discussion of one of the real advantages of using a condom is it's not only serving as a means of birth control, but a means of preventing sexual transmitted diseases.
What if you don't put on a condom when you're here?
You mean if you try to use before?
Yeah.
Then it won't stay on because the rubber, and I'm sorry, what I intended to do is to bring one today and I don't have one with me, but what the problem with them is that when the penis isn't erect, it just won't fit. It's just, it won't stretch and be like a glove.
Thank you. I was born in the South Bronx. I lived there until I was about 12, and I moved up, and then I moved from there again. I moved around a lot, you know, between the Bronx and Manhattan. You see, I went to school. I didn't like school much, and I barely made it through. During junior high school, it was a bit rocky, but it was much easier than high school. In high school, I stumbled through it. But I finished because there's really not much in life that you could do without your high school diploma. I want to get a good job. I need the diploma. Growing up was pretty bad because my mother just did not understand me. My mom kicked me out when I was 17. It was hard for me. And my family came apart. I never knew my father that. I know he's in the Bronx somewhere. Every now and then my father will pop up to see my brother or to see my oldest or if my mom takes him to court. Or he'll definitely pop up if he wants some money. My oldest sister was 14 when she first had her daughter. And my next oldest sister was 15 when she had her daughter. My mom had her baby when she was 15 and she had the baby when she was 16. She didn't let anybody know how old she was. She told them that she was married. When she really wasn't, but after a while when the baby was born, she got legally married. How come I don't have a baby? I don't have a baby because I'm 18. I have the rest of my life ahead of me. And to have a baby now would mean that I would be limited in the things that I could do. My sister is old, she's 24 now, and she has to stay home to watch her baby. And when she got at home watching her baby, she has to make sure she's back right and ready to pick up her other two children, which she now has. And I don't want that for me just yet. You know, I want to wait a while till I'm old enough to have a baby, have a husband too, which I'm not old enough yet for. So, in due time, there are a lot more things I want to do. The way I learned about sex was from my mother. The way she would sit down and talk to me was like with a Bible, because she was so much into her religion. You know, she would never talk to me unless the Bible was there. And it was all straightforward, the way a strict mother would talk to a child, you know, which did me absolutely no good whatsoever. And nobody really talked to me. It was after she gave me her version of it, I had to go out there and find my own version of it. So that's how I found out. The first time, quote unquote, first time, was really bad, you know. What had happened was, my best friend and I, who also was my neighbor, had decided to cut out from school. I was 12 years old and in the seventh grade. And we decided to go up to her boyfriend's house. She was always telling me about her boyfriend. We went to her boyfriend's house, right? And her boyfriend knew that she was bringing a friend, so he had a friend there too. The three of them were sitting around drinking, but I don't drink. So I sat there listening to him, trying to talk me into going into the bedroom. Everything was going fine because I refused to go. And he told my friend, she told me, "Pat, come here, come here, come here." So what's the matter? She says, stop being so hard. You know, what's wrong with you? You know, you could go in there. It doesn't mean you have to do anything. And of course, I listened to her, right? So we went in her room, and it was fine to kiss, right? But he wanted to go a little bit further, you know? And I really wasn't ready for it, because after what happened, I went home in tears. I was in a million pieces. I didn't know what was going on in my body. I just knew I was in pain. And I was just too young for it at that time. You know, even though somebody tells you, well, this goes there, you shouldn't do it, it's not enough to prepare you for the first time. And if you're not old enough, you really can't handle it all that well. I'm not saying you're not prepared, you're too much of a baby. I'm not saying that. It's just mentally, you know, I couldn't handle it. And I know that my friends who tried it at a young age couldn't handle it. And I'd advise anyone else to wait till they get a little bit older, you know, to start experimenting with it. The first time having sex, most young girls won't use contraception because a lot of the times they don't know that they're about to have sex. So why would they have contraception on them? My first time, I didn't have it. I didn't intend on having sex, right? And what was on my mind was, gotta get pregnant, gotta get pregnant. But young girls today, a lot of them might think that they won't get pregnant the first time. So, you know, it doesn't make any difference whether they have contraception the first time or not. And that's not true. You should always have contraception, which goes back to what I said before, when you're old enough, right, to, when you're old enough to handle sex, then you should be old enough to know that you should have contraception, whether it's your first time or not. How do I handle it? Well, there was a time when I knew all about birth control, because you always hear it in school. They're always showing films on it, or teachers, somebody's always coming in to talk to you about birth control. And the guy I used to know before this was always telling me, Pat, you gotta get off some kind of birth control, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I used to always take the train, you know, to get from home to work. And I always used to see these little signs, Planned Parenthood, you know. And it gave the Bronx number. I knew the Bronx number by heart. I still do. It's like 292-8000. Still know it. And then the paper I work on always has these little service announcements. And they show you what clinic to go to and whatever. And one day I made sure nobody else was around after work. You know, everybody went home. And I got on the phone and I dialed it. And the lady picked up. She said, this is Planned Parenthood. And I hung up. So I was really, I don't know why I was scared. The woman didn't know me. She never saw me before in her life. But a couple of days later, I tried it again. And I told her I wanted to come in, you know, for a checkup. She asked me, was I a high school student? And I told her, yes. Did I have high school ID? Yes. And she gave me an appointment to come in. And now I'm on a pill. I used to always want my own baby, you know, to plant her hair, you know, to glamour. Glamour was a great reason why I should have a baby, you know, that everybody know, hey, I'm pregnant. And it works at first, you know, we let people know at first. They're like, what, you're pregnant? Oh, you know, it's great. You know, you're famous, supposedly. But you gotta think, what happens after all the glamour dies down? You know, you're 9 months pregnant and you're wobbling around and people are looking at you like, wow, you're young and you have a baby, you know. After a while, that glamour dies down, especially after the baby is born. Everybody will say it's cute, but you're the one who has to deal with it. And when I wake up in the morning, I like my sleep a lot. So if I wake up just in time to get me out the house. I don't want to wake up in time enough to get me out the house and my baby out the house. I also says I want to carry a baby around with me. I have a boyfriend. I guess you could say I have a boyfriend. I have a male friend. Okay, put it like that, because when you say you have a boyfriend, then you're limiting yourself. I have a male friend, and I see him every now and then. He knows that I don't want to have a baby, you know, so I take it as my responsibility not to get pregnant. And he understands that he wants a baby, but he understands that he will not get one from me. I had the fantasy that I'd have a boyfriend and maybe we get married, have a baby, an apartment. But that's all it is. It's a fantasy. Because you can look around and see that fantasy isn't reality. What reality is, he'll tell you he'll love you, he loves you. You know, will you have his baby for him? You know, that's the best way to show him how much you love him. And after the baby's here, the only thing that sticks around is welfare. That's it. Now I'm office manager at New Youth Connections. And the way I had gotten that was by moving early, way before summer came, like in March. I let my school counselor know that I wanted a job, you know, I wanted something to do. So she told me to fill out these applications, you know, put down my qualifications, which weren't very many. So I filled it out. You know, I didn't think very much would come out of it. So I filled that one out and one application with the city for a summer job. And the place that called me was a place called Jobs for You. What they do is during the summer they give teenagers jobs, you know. And the great part about it is that they don't take out taxes and they come give you your paycheck. So I love that. And they called me in and they asked me to work with the NEC. Having my own job of my own money was important to me because it gave me a sense of independence, whereas I didn't have to ask my parents or anybody else for the money I wanted, for the sneakers or the clothes I wanted. Furthermore, this wasn't in front of the TV. You know, when people asked me what I did after school, there was a sense of pride in being able to tell them, I have a job. I'm an office manager. And while I was working, it was like, it was more than a job because I was now part of a paper, and the paper was called New Youth Connections. It goes out to a lot of New York City high schools. And I was a part of something, and people gave me respect. And it was like a moving machine. They needed me, just like they needed everybody else to get the paper moving. So it was really a great thing to get in touch with this organization in time enough for them to get me this job. You know, and I just couldn't have done all of that with a kid sitting on my lap. You know, I haven't had it real easy growing up, you know. Not too many teenagers do. And the only way I was able to get help was to let people know what was happening. There were organizations out there who helped me. Even teachers were able to listen and help me keep going on with my life. The important thing is, I opened up my mouth.
Reproduction, but of young women making choices and males and making choices and decisions. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I thought it was good. I thought it was true because there's some girls that have sisters and their sisters get pregnant. You know, they learn from that and they say, oh, well, I don't want to be like them. I want to become somebody, you know, not a welfare. And I don't want to get stuck and I don't want to go here and I don't want to go there. And, you know, I thought it was good. For me, that's my opinion, because now I realize that there are girls out there that do want to become somebody instead of getting pregnant and wealthy.
Can I ask you something? I don't want to put you on the spot, okay? But I'll tell you my own experience. My own experience is that I got all sorts of sex education. My parents and I were very open about it. But when it came to going and actually getting contraceptives, that was another issue. And I was pregnant as a teenager also. And would you feel comfortable going to Planned Parenthood even though you know it's accessible?
Oh well, I don't have parents. I have mother. I don't have father. I live with my grandmother, and my grandmother hates to talk about sex. She thinks that sex is for old people, you know, women over 25, 30, and she says that.
Wow.
Well, she says sex is for 25 or older. She tells me that not to have sex. She tells me that if I get pregnant, that it's going to be my big responsibility. That it's hard to have kids, but she does not talk to me about sex. She does not want to go with me nowhere if I ever do get pregnant. And my mother, me and my mother are like sisters, and she tells me everything, but she does not. I think that she doesn't want to go with me anywhere to go to get pills. And she's, I think my mother thinks that I'm too young to have sex everything.
But if you decided on your own, and you, would you feel comfortable going by yourself?
Yeah.
To do that?
Yes. I know friends that they work in adolescent center, like in asylum. I know this lady, she's a counselor. She asks me, you know, if you ever need help to go to her. So one day I did, and she said, don't, because, you know, I don't think you can. And then I thought about it, and I was right. She was right. And I never been through that situation again. That's what I think.
Well, for me, for the first movie we seen, I want to take that seriously. But for this one, I wasn't no playing around talking straight. Mm-hmm. I want to take it seriously. I would have watched some of my friends, they would have took the first one, just playing right, and they just go talk about it. Uh-huh. They wouldn't even say it. Like, they wouldn't even like, say it. Like, from the outset, I understand it. And I think, same for my friends, I don't listen to them. They want to stick up the things and playing with. But they see the second one, they might change and think of what they're saying.
It would help to have a movie like that, to have a young man talking about his
experience. Yes.
Want to stay around a few minutes, they can, but I think we should close so if anybody wants to go to the planning session as they can. Thank you all for coming, and I hope to continue the dialogue on another place.
If any of you want to see this stuff that I brought back, I just thought out of interest you might see something a bit different from...
For the summer thing? What is it?
This is just stuff that I picked up in France and the Netherlands. That's just, you know, something that's around the waiting room in the clinics.
Where?
And this is the woman putting her diaphragm in, and he is one of them. You know, the guy putting his condom on. Yeah. Here's one from the Netherlands, which is about young people.
Well, it's very different. I mean, this is just a straightforward, you know, you just put in the condom.